Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact and Income. This is Dustin Hill. And you know, if you are watching this rather than listening, you'll notice that I have the same shirt on, which if you, you know, don't remember from yesterday, I said that I was actually pre-recording these. And so I'm just batching a few of these together because I'll be traveling next week. And so I just still wanted to provide that inspiration and motivation for you. And so that's why, you know, if you're watching again, I'm not like wearing the same shirt, but it's funny because I did this, I think it was a year ago, I did a bunch of videos and I just used the same shirt and I batched them all and then like had it go out. And my sister was like, so do you always wear that shirt or what? You know, so just funny. But so what I'm doing today, as well, just like yesterday, I was just sharing one of my favorite scriptures. And so I hope it's helpful for you and uplifting. Again, if you have feedback, would love to hear from you as well. And so the scripture today is from Corinthians. So it's 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'll just go ahead and read it. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So a lot of words there, a lot of things going on. Let's just break it down. So, you know, basically the one piece that I really want to focus on here is that God is faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. You know, and so to me, that's something I remember learning, you know, in my youth, like maybe in my teenage years, probably something like that, but really hearing this and hearing about how God wouldn't let us go through something that's too difficult for us. And don't you think that's awesome? I think that's awesome. I think that's so good to know that, like, that you can get through anything that you have to face. And we all face very different things. You know, my sister went through divorce and that, like the things that she's gone through and all of the heartache, like it's just, man, it's so tough. And I'm just like, I hope I never have to deal with that. So that's why Amy and I try and, you know, do that. And again, I'm not saying that it's definitely in her situation, it was the right thing to do. And that's something that sometimes it is the right thing. And anyways, but just that, like, I'm just amazed by, you know, what she's been able to do and to like all the things that she's learned and grown through and been able to go through. And that's, I remember talking to her on the phone and just saying like, I can't even imagine like how you're feeling or anything like that. But I'm so grateful for this scripture that helps us see that, you know, God won't let us go through something that's too difficult for us. And so to me, that's just always comforting, especially in a hard time, because, you know, it just gives you hope and comfort that, you know what, like this is difficult. This sucks, you know, whatever you might be thinking. But it's something that you can know that, hey, God is still there. You know, God is faithful. That's what it says. God is faithful. And that's certainly something that we can rely on, is that he is faithful and that he does love us and he doesn't want us to suffer. But there are things that we do have to go through. And he knows that this life is going to have some suffering and some pain and things like that, because we have to have these experiences while we're here. And so again, to me, I just love that scripture because it helps me to see, hey, you know what? I can get through something that's hard, and I can know that God's not going to give me something that's too difficult, which totally makes sense too, because as, you know, imperfect adults or, you know, as parents, sometimes we, you know, will challenge our kids or we'll, you know, have them learn certain things or have to do the dishes or whatever that thing is. And for them, it may seem like a really hard thing. And I think as a parent, we typically are going to be trying to do as much as we can so that they don't have to go through something that's too hard for them. Now, we know that these hard things will help them, but something that we know is totally impossible, we're not going to expect that from them, right? Well, and if that's what we're going to do, how much more would God do that same thing? That he knows more than anybody our true potential and knows what we can truly handle. And so we should truly just trust in him that he does, you know that we he does know what our limits are, and he won't give us something that's too difficult. And so that's always been comforting for me and just something I wanted to share with you as well. And so I hope that, you know, whether that resonates with you right now or in the future someday, you're like, oh yeah, I remember Dustin was saying that verse, you know, 1 Corinthians 10:13, something I could remember, that God won't let me go through something that's too difficult. And so I just want you to remember that, because I think it's been super powerful for me as well. So thanks again for tuning into this little bit shorter episode. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope that it's helpful for you. And again, if you have feedback on, you know, the format, as far as, you know, hey, just sharing a scripture and talking about it for a minute, would love to hear that too. Just as we continue to, you know, provide value to you so that you can have a better life, a happier life, and stay true to God and to your family and things like that, and make an impact in the world. So anyways, I will catch you tomorrow. Thanks so much.